As we've been reporting on WNYC, Governor Patterson gave misleading answers to investigators questioning how he got Yankees World Series tickets last year. At least that's the main finding of former New York State Chief Judge Judith Kaye, who was appointed as independent counsel to investigate the tickets controversy and several other issues involving the governor. WNYC's Bob Henley has been following the case, and he joins us now to discuss Kaye's findings and their implications. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
Bob, remind us what the problem is with the governor going to the World Series game. We see political leaders at major sporting events all the time.
Well, last year, the opening day of the Yankees World Series was October 28th. Governor Patterson, his son, and a friend of his son, and the Patterson entourage, including his top aide, David Johnson, were in attendance. The next day, Post columnist Fred Dicker called Patterson's press office to ask for details surrounding the tickets. Patterson's press secretary, Peter Kaufman, first responded after canvassing the administration that Governor Patterson was invited by the Yankees to attend in an official capacity, you know, like a governor representing the state at a ceremonial occasion. Now, Dicker, who's quite intrepid, found contradictions in the official explanation. And 24 hours later, the State Commission on Public Integrity wrote the governor saying it had information he had violated the law by improperly soliciting at least five comps to the opening day of the Yankees World Series.
Hmm. So what did Judge Kaye conclude about the governor's conduct?
Well, the Kaye report pretty much decimates the governor's February 24th, 2010 sworn testimony in front of the state's Ethics Commission, because that's when they finally actually got some kind of record on this. And he said at that hearing that he intended to pay for the tickets and had brought a partially completed check to the game, which he gave to his personal aide, David Johnson. Now, Johnson didn't cooperate with the Attorney General's inquiry, the independent counsel's inquiry, but Kaye's investigators have pretty much, through a mountain of contemporaneous evidence and emails, correspondence, and speaking with a dozen people, pretty much decimated the governor's version of that, and pretty much conclude that what they see is that, quote, contrary to the governor's testimony, he had not formed an intent prior to the game that the tickets other than his own would be paid for. Evidence indicates that his decision to pay for the tickets for his son and his son's friends was made following a press inquiry the day after the game, which means that he didn't give forthcoming testimony to the commission.
Okay, so what happens next? Former Judge Kaye is talking really about perjury here, right? Does the governor have a criminal liability here?
Well, pretty much what she's doing is presenting the record that they've documented and just letting Albany County District Attorney David Soares make an independent determination based on the record that exists and his own additional inquiry. They do leave the door open a little bit, saying at one point that the question is open whether the governor intentionally gave false testimony. So, you know, a good lawyer like Ted Wells, who's representing Patterson, can find enough in this report to say, listen, the governor did not lie, and ultimately there won't be criminal charges. But there's no doubt it's very similar to what happened with Martha Stewart with the insider trading. It's the response after is something that can often get a high-profile person into trouble.
And in 15 seconds, Bob, what does this mean for the last 4 months of Patterson's term politically?
It means more of a bunker mentality, and it puts him increasingly on the defensive and makes it tougher for Andrew Cuomo, who's running for governor.
Thank you. WNYC's Bob Henley.